Farr's School of the Week with Parks Ford. Introducing the Ford Fiesta Active. Practical, versatile and adventurous by nature.
Every morning at 25 to 9 we head off to a local school for School of the Week with Parks Motor Group.
And we speak away to star people every single day. And today we're heading back to Eldowney Primary School. So let's meet our star pupil.
My name is Alexander. I'm in P3 and my teacher is Mrs. McLean and I'm 7.
Well, hello Alexander and welcome onto the show. Now, I went to meet with the kids last week at the school and Alexander gave us an impression of a celebrity / character.
Right, okay.
Now, I think you're going to struggle with this, Grace, because you've not heard it.
Oh, right, well, right? I'm ready.
So you ready for this?
Oh, aye.
It's quite a tricky one.
Bring it.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
Nah.
Any idea?
Nah.
You sure?
I'm clueless, mate.
Think cartoon.
I have no idea.
I'll give you it one more time.
Okay.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
I mean, I've got the answers for you. I don't know who it is.
Alexander, who are you?
Scooby-Doo!
Should have just said, mate.
Should have
just said. Now, we also asked him for his proudest moment. And this is what he said when he had a proud moment. He did have
when
various.
I got to go to Boys Brigade.
What do you do at Boys Brigade?
Couple of games, and when I gone for summer holidays, I went to bowling with the Boys Brigade.
Love a bit of bowling.
Does he mean bowling like 10-pin bowling, or does he mean he went on the lawn and he got done and dirty and played lawn bowls?
I don't think it'd be lawn bowls. Ugh. But I know I like both varieties of bowls, me. So we asked him if he could swap with anybody in the world. Who would he swap with?
If I would swap with anything in the world, it would be a Grand Old Duke of York.
Why would you swap with the Grand Old Duke of York?
Because he'll get to hold big weapons.
And would the 10,000 men have to work for you?
Yes.
What would you make them do?
I'll make them give me all the money.
Would you not march them up to the top of the hill and march them down again?
Maybe.
He might just wake up one day and go, right, lads, we're only walking up half the hill today. We're not going to walk up the full thing, just half of it. We also asked him if he could eat just one thing for the rest of his life, then what would that be?
Apple crumble and custard.
Ice cream or cream?
I say custard.
Just custard, fair enough.
You're telling. That was me told. I said custard, the ice cream. Chase yourself.
Our star people today, Alexander, and he goes to Eldowney Primary.
Bye bye, Pete.